Internal memos reviewed by News Nation and the New York Post warn U.S. Border Patrol agents that Mexican drug cartels have authorized the use of kamikaze drones and explosives to target agents and other U.S. law enforcement at the U.S. southern border. The outlets cite internal memos from U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials that warn of potential threats amid the Trump administration's high-profile stance on border security. One memo titled, Officer Safety Alert cautions federal agents to remain cognizant of their surroundings at all times. It also tells border agents to report drone sightings and carry proper equipment, such as first aid kits, tourniquets, and body armor. One of the memos also cites social media posts, one encouraging people to kill ICE officers, while a TikTok video tells undocumented immigrants living in the U.S. illegally to spit and urinate on federal agents' food and defecate in their vehicles. Last week, the Texas Department of Public Safety confirmed that border agents in Fronton Island, Texas, were shot at from the Mexican side of the U.S. southern border. On January 20th, Trump signed an executive order designating the cartels as terrorist organizations. The CBP memos come as the Trump administration takes action to mitigate the flow of migrants and fentanyl from coming across the border. The Trump administration promised mass deportations of undocumented immigrants living in the U.S. illegally. Since Trump's inauguration, federal immigration agents have arrested 8,276 undocumented immigrants, according to numbers the agency posted on X. Over the weekend, Trump signed an executive order imposing tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada, saying the countries were not doing enough to stop migrants and illicit drugs from pouring into the U.S. However, those deals are currently delayed since Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum promised to send an additional 10,000 Mexican troops to the Mexican side of the U.S.-Mexico border, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau committed to providing more resources to fighting fentanyl and classifying cartels as terrorists.